Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again back to Line of Judah Online. We're teaching today from the subject called Salvation, and this is part five from an eight-part series. The topic I'm dealing with today particularly is, now I understand salvation from the last four messages, what is my next step? Let us now turn back into John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus is saying very clear, you must be born again to come into the kingdom of God. We see what happens here. As we're born again, we become a new creation. And this is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It reads in verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," that means if they're born again, "he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This is actually saying when you receive Jesus into your heart as Lord and Savior, you have salvation and your spirit man is recreated by the Holy Spirit. All things have passed away. This first step is important to understand, that you must be born again. How much does it cost me to get saved, you might say? The price is already paid. We see in John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. And it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus that is, "that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved." Jesus Christ has already paid the cost, and all we have to simply do is receive that by faith. Jesus died on the cross and gave us his righteousness and took our sins. He paid the penalty. When we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we don't have to worry about a price because it's already paid. Let us now go to John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Jesus was actually saying, I've paid the price. If you believe in me, you will live life in eternity. The next question that comes to mind is, how do I get saved? We find this in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And the scripture reads, "that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." It's very important to understand, salvation is done by believing in your heart and confessing out your mouth. Let's now go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. It reads, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk therein." In this scripture, we see we're saved by grace through faith, both working together. Grace is the unmerited favor. In other words, you did nothing to earn it. It was a free gift from God. Now, turning to Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Very simply, we have to call upon the name of Jesus to get saved, and the Holy Spirit is waiting for us to ask for salvation. When we ask for that salvation, the Holy Spirit instantly converts us to a new creation in and through Christ Jesus. The next question that comes to mind is, who do I get saved by? We find this in John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17 once again. Reading from verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus that is, "that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world, through him, may be saved." Who do we get saved by? Very clearly it says here, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Going to Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." What this scripture is saying is that through our own works or the works of the law, that no person will be saved or justified. It is through Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus alone, and no other person. The next question that comes to mind is, when can I get saved? Do I have to make myself right first before receiving Jesus? To answer this question, we go to Romans chapter 5, verses 8. But God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This scripture is saying, before we were born again, when we're still sinners, then Christ died for us. The scripture is actually saying you don't have to make yourself right. You don't have to make yourself in order to come to God. God will take you in your condition where you are, where you are, where you're living, what you're doing. He will take you. It's just a simple act of coming to him and saying, God, Father, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You can do nothing to make yourself right because Jesus Christ has made it right with the Father, God, and you. As I've said before, you can get saved anytime, anywhere in the world. A person can be in the highest society level in the world, or a person can be in the lowest society level in the world, and God will still meet that person at that point in their life. What happens now when I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and I'm born again? Let me explain something to you. When you become born again, it's like you're on a honeymoon with Jesus. For the first maybe 3 months or so, it feels like you have a fantastic time. Everything's great and happy, and you're moving forward. You're feeling good. It's a honeymoon time with Christ. But after that honeymoon time, we come back to a reality where God helps us to start growing and maturing. When we're born again, we start on the milk of the Word of God. That is the very simple things of what the Word of God says. And as we mature, God wants us to mature from the baby stage to an adult stage, from the milk of the Word of God, the easy part of the Word, to the meat of the Word, which is more solid. God is looking for a love relationship with Jesus through his Son to him. Conversion is the first step, that is being born again. Honeymoon is the next step with Jesus, where you go on a fantastic time and really enjoy his presence, and everything looks really good and rosy and happy and sunshine. But there comes a time when we have to put our feet back on the ground, and then we start to grow and mature. The same process as we have being born as a physical baby on this earth. And then as we start to grow up, we have to grow up through different situations and mature. When we become born again, we come into a worldwide family. That is the body of Christ. With one Father, Father God, we're taught by the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ is the mediator between us and God the Father. Welcome to the family. Thank you for being with me today and this message. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll continue on with the next message on the next part, and that will be dealing with what comes after being saved, and that will be part 6. Thank you, and God bless.